is 대한, according to the seasonal divisions. Now, although the word 대한 literally means big cold, it's actually more widely known that 소한, or the little cold, is actually even more fierce than 대한. There are, in fact, proverbs that say, 소한's ice melts on the 대한, or 소한 visits 대한 to keep warm. So let's test out that theory or proverb, shall we? Was this year 소한 colder than 대한 too? Let's see. 소한 was on January 5th. Records show that on that day, temperatures in Seoul ranged from minus 8 to 2 plus degrees Celsius. Apparently, that is really, really warm for Sohan. And as for today's temperatures, it was minus 10 degrees at its coldest in the morning, but our daytime high peaked at 2 degrees, so actually, more or less the same as Sohan. But there is one big difference. Have you guys noticed? The sun is staying up noticeably longer. It may still be cold, but the next seasonal division coming up is Ipchun, the beginning of spring. It looks like winter's in the endgame now. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Cold starting us off. It was his song called Wadidu. I'm sure you could tell, right? That was the hook. So yes, is everybody's mind blown yet? Especially for those of us here in Korea. Yes, of the 24 traditional seasonal division markers, today, 대한 is the last of the winter markers. Already! The next one up is Ipchun, which we all know is the beginning of spring. That is falling on February 4th, which means, I mean, it's January 20th. So what is that? Only like 15 formal days of winter left? Well, looks like spring is surely on its way. This could be very good news for some people. Bad news for some people who are enjoying the winter weather and the snowy parts of things and bundling up. Who knows? But time waits for no one. Truly, truly doesn't. Can't already believe that we have to look forward to spring. Well, in this part of the world anyway. I do see some social media from Australia, and everybody's just dying from the heat, and I can't I can't like relate. So I think it's really good to check in where everybody is and what's going on with them. Yeah, maybe this is not the big cold for some listeners in some parts of the world. So how is it going where you are? Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment, so tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. While at it, don't forget to send in your song requests and share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website, at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me. It's sharp 8150. It's 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Chang will be joining me for our Thursday segment, The Words. This is where we take a close look at lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so stay tuned. For now, though, I'll be back with the roll call after one more song. Here's Panic with 눈 녹듯, or Snow Melt. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it's currently 5:23 p.m. And we have a little break in the cold today. I honestly think because it's so sunny today that minus 2 feels much warmer than it really was. But right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the 4th floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's time now for our global roll call. A chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. Where are you time? We're starting with listener Ray Liu R. Greetings from NYC, Jeongyeon Nuna. I hope you're well. I love your new album. Little Hands is definitely my favorite. I listen to it every morning on my way to work. Stay warm. Wonderful. I love that. I love that you picked out Little Hands, especially because Little Hands and Winter's Heart to me are two separate songs, even though they have the same melody. It's like listening to twin sisters. So I'm glad that you found one and then you like the one. It definitely means that you're listening to the music and giving it its own individual identity. So thank you. Kim Gap-song says, I'm on my way to see Bukhansan, the snow there, climbing up to the summit, full of anticipation, seeing the snowy view, and climbing back down. Well, that is enough to make me happy. Park Jeong-yeon-nim, the 5 songs on your album, 다시 겨울이야, are all such gems that touch my heart as waves of emotions. I hope you have a day full of good fortune. Well, thank you very, very much. Well, I hope you have a very safe hike up to Bukhansan and hope you get a lovely, lovely view. It's a very clear day, so I'm sure the view is going to be fantastic. Jen's Aloha Bells 03 says, Hi, DJ Lena. Greetings from the Philippines. I live in the northern part of the Philippines, so it's also cold here. I am cooking sinigang for my late brunch. Sinigang is a Filipino soup dish that is known for its sour and savory taste, so it is delicious to eat, especially when the weather is cold. Try it too, you might like it. Ooh, oh, that sounds so good. Sour and savory, I love it. Is it at all any bit similar to Chinese hot and sour soup? Well, I'm looking it up right away. Next song break, I'm Googling it. Richard Omara says, Good morning, Lena Park. I am in Uganda. Hello and welcome to the show. Thanks for letting us know where you are. Riaz Ahmad Khan says, I'm a regular listener of KBS World. I live in Sheikhupura City in Pakistan. Hello. And Mukhlis Arama says, Good morning from Bangladesh. How are you there? Please play for me a Korean K-pop song. Oh, Mr. Rahman, you know you've come to the right place. We've got lots of great K-pop in store today. Amir Jamil says, Hi, Lena Park. Good noon on your side. It's morning time here. I'm at work now. Best wishes from Pakistan. Hello. So glad you took the time off during work to say hello. Jong Songa says, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I came to work for the first time in a while. I listened to you on the radio at 2 p.m. in hiding. I was so happy to hear you sing 다시 겨울이야 twice. Now, I'll listen to OFD on my way home, not in hiding. Ah, well, I hope you did not get in trouble. And yes, I did do a live radio show earlier today in a different network. And it was very, very unusual, but I actually ended up singing my title single twice. And listener 0629 was catching a rerun and let us know where that listener's listening from. 경상북도 포항이요. Sweet. That is my dad's hometown. I hope that you're tuning in today or will tune into a rerun so you can hear your shout out. All right. Let's look at song requests. We have Humble TLC Home Cooked who writes, Hey, DJ Lena, you look cool and stylish with this outfit. Truly, every day, I look forward to listening to your OFD, especially on Tuesday with Professor Cynthia. May I request an OST song from The King's Affection titled Shadow of You? Thank you. Ooh, I'm so glad that you took Cynthia's suggestion. Looks like you checked out The King's Affection, and we will get that OST song ready for you. And Lala PM simply requested, I use, oh, wonderful classic, Love Poem. That's one of my faves as well. So here are those two songs back to back. First up, it is Super Junior, KRY, unit with 그림자 사랑, Shadow of You, followed by IU with her song, Love Poem. That was IU with her song Love Poem. And before that, we heard from the OST of King's Affection, 그림자 사랑, The Shadow of You. That was, of course, Super Junior's unit, KRY. Of course, Kyuhyun, Ryeouk, and Yesung, the balladeers now, really. Wonderful stuff. All right, thanks, guys, for your requests. Moving along to messages. Some comments on today's Where Are You pick. Hong Sophia says, I love this picture. I actually really like, I was very surprised. I mean, I was there when Liz took it. Taipei Warren actually asked, did Liz take this photo? This shot is amazing. You look like a model. We took a few, and I picked that one because I was like, ugh, just pick the one where you can't see my face. But I don't know, she did something, some magic to it, and it does have a really special look to it. I thought the black and white was a fabulous touch. Lim Toya says, wow, today's picture looks like a fashion commercial page. I like your bob hair the most, but long hair is also gorgeous. Your boots remind me of a funny episode about how the famous Australian boot brand name should be read. I used to say it in one syllable, but one of my coworkers called it out by spelling the three letters out. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And one of my friend who lived in New York City for over 20 years called it with an S at the end. Ah, I wondered which one is correct. The brand's staff answered, we don't care. The thing is, you guys know us. Oh, that's such a fantastic answer. First of all, I'm impressed you actually asked the company. And then I'm even more impressed that they responded. And that's the most fantastic response. You can call it one syllable. You can spell the letters out. You can put an S and make it plural at the end. Doesn't matter. You guys know us. People care about their looks too much, but what is important is who you are. Like, you call my name Tuweya, even though I am Tue. But you know who I am, right? All right, Tue? You spelled it in Korean, so it's actually harder for me to read it in Korean. I think this is twe. We say twe ya-a because you wrote T-W-E-A, but I will take the a out. So thank you. And yes, correct me and let me know how to pronounce things. I like that. Very important who you are, but also very important that we know your name. All right, here I am. 0203 writes, DJ Lena, I really enjoyed listening to you sing Dashi Georia on the other show. Please sing it live often from now on. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Thank you so much for catching that performance. And yes, I will try and find many more places to sing that song so I get comfortable with it much quicker. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. I didn't get to watch your live radio show today, but I heard that you sang Dashi Georia 2 times because the lottery chose it twice. Well, I'm going to catch that after today's airing. Hope I can see you on more Korean radios and TV shows. But I love OFD, first place. Thank you so much. Yes, that is actually what happened. They have this funny thing where you kind of like roll a wheel of fortune, and whatever song it lands on is either the one you sing or we just listen to. And yeah, I picked my title song twice. Kung listener 1231-77561 wrote, well, it was so much fun. Please make radio appearances more often. Well, thank you. Well, I will try to do so, but you know, actually, it's not that hard, not that easy to schedule radio appearances when I have my own radio show to do. So pick what you guys want more, me here at OFD or me somewhere else. Abdul Mannan says, hi, Lena Madam. How are you? I am fine. I like OFD. And please play My Flower by JBJ. Well, I'm very fine too, and thank you so much for writing us a message. So glad you like our show, and so happy for your request. We're going to listen to it right now. Here is JBJ with 꽃이야, My Flower.
I don't know me either. You're in full blossom. Just hold me tight. 그냥
지난 친구인 척. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Taipei Worm has decided, I like Lena more on OFD. All right, we've got one vote there for OFD. We'll definitely keep that in mind. Alicia Y writes, delighted to catch your conversation on old movies yesterday right after French class. I relate 100% with what you said about these movies being hard to understand without context. The last one I watched was Dune, and I had no clue what was going on. Told Mom that all I caught was that there were two or more groups of people trying to kill each other in the desert. My friend said that they could understand it only because they read up before the movie. So the next day I spent half a day reading up on it, and my understanding of it went from 20% to 70%. I recall Mum dragging me to watch LOTR when I was 7, insisting it was the coolest thing of her time. And of course, I didn't understand anything other than ugly creatures and people killing each other. So my parents watched the rest without me. I was an avid Harry Potter fan during my elementary school days. Wonder if kids these days watch Harry Potter and fail to comprehend. That's a good question. I would say that Harry Potter is about kids, so any kid who watches it will understand it's about kids and school and magic. What is there not to understand? But you know, that's just me. And maybe kids really don't understand. It's true. It's a context. It's historical context. Me trying to explain the original Dune to other people, it was tough. It was really tough. But I played the video games like a maniac, and that's what gave me a lot of information about the world. Never read the books. In any case, I guess she just had to be there. Maybe if you watch LOTR now, it's a little bit more understandable, of course. Yes, yes, yes. There is a time for everything. All right. We have listener LJY1013 writing, as it is the beginning of a new year, January is always an exciting month, but also one that makes me think a lot. Is there a song that you listen to or any words you'd tell yourself to comfort yourself whenever you are tired? I'm curious. Ooh, this is a good question. It's true that January is exciting, but it's also true that sometimes people can feel overwhelmed, and there is such thing as January blues. So very, very good question, and I think I will answer with a song that I do like to listen to get consolation or comfort. Because it's about, a good friend of mine, a musician, talking about her struggles when she would slip and fall. And in fact, the title is Peter Peter, where you're sort of unsteady when walking, but not in a straight line. And that's all we're doing, right? We're just trying to walk forward. Sometimes our step is very sure and confident. Sometimes we're stumbling, right? Left to right and teetering and tottering. But as long as we keep moving forward, right? So that's what I think to myself, that For every success there's also going to be more failures, and that's just part of life, as long as we just can move forward. And this is a song that always reminds me to do that. So I hope it helps you guys as well. It is Jeongin for our next song break, Bitter Bitter.
Take one.
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track, one non-K-pop track, parallel universe time, and today we have two songs that are both entitled Can't Control Myself. And yes, we were inspired to do this because Taeyeon just released this song yesterday, a preview to her third solo album coming up in February, Can't Control Myself. Now, Taeyeon, of course, started out as a lead vocalist of the girl group 소녀시대, Girls' Generation. And now she is just as successful as a solo artist. Multiple albums under her belt, singles, featured works, soundtracks. You might even say that this diligent musician releases a new song before we even tire of the last one. Now, Taeyeon co-wrote the lyrics here, and it's about wanting to be loved despite knowing something will end in pain. The song starts out like this. I feel like an adult child who's only grown taller because I've chosen the emotions I won't be able to handle. Your insincere words. Yes, too late. It's too late to undo the wounds. So what if they say I'm crazy? Because I can't control myself. Oh, yes, I'm not going to care what other people think. All right. As for our non-K-pop side, we will listen to Can't Control Myself by American electronic dance music band Cruella. No, you think I'm saying Cruella, that infamous villain or villainess, but no, it is K-R-E-W-E-L-L-A. And this band consists of sisters Jahan Yusuf and Yasmin Yusuf. Surprisingly, their name is not a reference to the animated film and the villainess of that film, Cruella de Vil. This group is initially formed as a trio in 2007, but producer Chris Trindle, aka Rain Man, left the group in 2014, and so Cruella has been a duo ever since. The song Can't Control Myself was released back in 2012 when they were still a trio, and it was part of their EP entitled Play Hard, and here are some of its lyrics. Let's do something that we shouldn't do. I know that you want something more in life, and I do too. Take me there, cause it's so overdue. Hit me like a rock, knock me out. I know you're dying to. No doubt you got me dropped down to your feet. I can't control myself. You got me feeling, ooh, for your lust. Ah, so we're talking about this physical impulse that I can't control myself of. All right. Two uncontrollable protagonists. Let's listen to their songs back to back. Can't Control Myself by Taeyeon and Can't Control Myself by Cruella. Can't Control Myself by Cruella, and before that, Taeyeon with her latest, also entitled Can't Control Myself. Those were the parallel universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers, with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Chang joining me. But first, let me wrap up part one of the show. Here is BB with her song, YY, featuring Tiger JK. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park, The Words. Our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. But first, let's give Stella a chance to settle in with a quick song break. Here is Baek Ji-young with her song, 잊지 말아요, Don't Forget. 우리 서로 사랑했는데 우리 이제 헤어진 Think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times it is the story behind the words that is even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component. So we take time each week to take a closer look into lyrics in our segment, The Words. Of course, making sure that nothing, no word gets lost in translation. We have singer-songwriter Stella Jang in the studio.
Hello.
Happy Thursday, Stella. How are you?
Happy Thursday. It's a nice day. This is my third radio of the day.
Oh, you must be tired. Are you
no,
okay?
No, actually, I've been doing this morning person routine.
That's right. How's that going?
From last week.
Yeah.
I actually started it like on Friday, so it's been a week, like exactly a week.
Now, did you say, you said that your strategy was just a little bit earlier at a time. Did
you
start that
way?
Yeah,
but it was quite abrupt.
It was?
Yeah, because I used to, like, sleep at, like, no time. Like, I would just sleep at noon.
Sure.
Like, 12 and a half, and wake up at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
and
just
then
randomly.
The other day, I would just go to sleep at 10 a.m. and wake up at 2 p.m. And all this is not healthy,
no.
And I didn't sleep a lot.
Okay.
But I wasn't using my nighttime in a very efficient way.
Yes.
So I was super, super tired after the radio last Thursday,
I
remember, because I could, and that was like exactly the week I wasn't sleeping like
well.
And so that day I felt super tired when I got home. So I felt like, oh, so this is my opportunity to change everything in like in a clash.
That's true.
And
yeah.
And so I went to sleep like at around like 11 p.m. That's very good.
Very respectable.
But I wasn't used to sleep being asleep in
yeah,
night.
Your body
night, yeah.
is not used to being
asleep,
your body's
yeah.
like, I'm supposed to be awake. So
yeah,
I'm supposed
to do nothing but just awake.
Yes.
So that was what happened like in the night. I woke up several times, but but I managed to wake up at like 9 a.m.
Nice, okay.
And since then, I woke up around like 9, 10 every day.
Oh, wow.
And after 3 days of that,
yeah.
I could fall asleep, like, right away, like, around, like, 1 a.m.
Wow.
Because, like, I couldn't just help. It's
can't keep your eyes open?
Yeah, I was, like, it's so sleepy. And it was so surprising for me because, like,
that's
1
so
a.m.,
quick.
It's not the time for me to like, be sleepy. And
it's time to start things.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty satisfied with this new routine.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm fine.
Wow.
It's a one fine day.
It's a one fine day. What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up at 8:30.
Wow.
Wow, because I
are you setting like your alarm or are you just naturally waking up?
I set an alarm at like 8:30
sure.
and I woke up at 8.
Wow.
But I just like stayed in my bed like until
waited
8:30.
For your alarm to ring.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I went to the hair shop
yeah.
because I wanted to do this haircut done and And the reservation I made, like, it was, like, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So I ate breakfast and everything.
Nice! And had so much time in the morning.
Yeah. So that's the thing of, now I finally feel why morning people are so proud.
I think they're just more productive.
Yeah.
Because they actually just have more time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, even though we're up really late at night, we're awake, but we're doing nothing awake.
Yeah.
Right? Like you said, there's not a lot of things you can be efficient about. But something about waking up in the morning, when I have those rare days when I wake up in the morning, it feels nice. You feel a lot of leisure.
Yeah.
You don't feel rushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you have your free time.
Mm-hmm.
You make your tea and you read and you build Legos.
Like, oh, time to slowly think about getting ready to leave. And I mean, this is nice. Usually you're like, oh, I gotta hurry.
Yeah, and so. when it's like noon or 1 p.m., you're like, oh, it's still 1 p.m.
Yeah. So much left of the day.
Yeah, because I used to wake up at 1 p.m.
Exactly. But like half your day is already over now.
Yeah, and I hope I won't go back to that routine again.
Wow. Well, that is amazing news. If anybody was going to succeed in this quickly, it was going to be you. We hope you keep it up. And before it gets too late, we have a couple hellos, some suhas. Going to shout out our listeners. IIDNS, Taiping Wern, Update 2000, Jongsong Ah, Lob 82, and K1231, 7756-1. All right, let's launch into today's topic.
Yeah, today's topic is, oh, it's got something to do with what I was talking about, like, 할일.
Yes.
Things to do. It's to wake up early in the morning.
Yay, things to do. 할일. Mm-hmm. And when we have 할일, definitely it's all, the key is waking up earlier.
Yeah.
When I have a to-do on my list,
mm-hmm.
call the car insurance company or something, then I have to fix my alarm 30 minutes early. I have one more errand. Another 30 minutes earlier. You need the time.
Yeah.
So, 할일, things to do, things that need to be done, a to-do kind of list, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that there were so many songs, but there are a lot of songs about this topic.
Yeah.
And which song will we start with today?
We'll start with 내일 할 일, What I Should Do Tomorrow by Yoon Jong-shin. And I believe that we talked about this song before, like a long time ago when we did the tomorrow topic.
Yes, tomorrow's.
Yeah, but today we're going to focus on the
할 일 part. 내일 할 일.
Mm-hmm.
All right, things to do tomorrow. What should I do tomorrow is the official English title.
Yeah, okay. And it starts with a very accurate saying.
It's very kind of apropos to our conversation.
Yeah, it's, I have to wake up early in the morning. Tomorrow is the day we break up.
Ah.
I want to see you looking way better than usual.
So the 할 일, of course, right off the bat, we get it, is we have to break up.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of the song he wrote for me, 전야제, which is about the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready. Today is the eve, but not of a celebration, but for the day we break up.
Mm-hmm.
So similar kind of concept there.
Yeah. A nonchalant face, as if there wasn't even a little reservation, would probably be best for us to forget.
So he's imagining what's the best way to break up.
Yeah. When I search for immediately after breakup, movies to watch alone comes up from those that give you a lump in your throat to tearjerkers. Tomorrow will be a packed day. I'll have to see you, send you away, and pretend to be indifferent.
Wow.
Goodbye to you who's been my person for a long time. I'm preparing for the breakup all day because I can't imagine what it would be after you leave. No matter how I try, I can't picture your breakup expression, but I'll get to see it after tonight. Goodbye to see you, who's been my person for a long time. Let's not be sad tomorrow, because the end will remain memories, and because our hearts know that, tears are just lingering attachments. With ease, let's break up tomorrow. Even if I'm okay tomorrow, starting the day that come right after, I don't have a single plan. What am I to do starting that day and on?
Mm.
And then he repeats the refrain.
Right. He repeats about how it's a goodbye to you, my person for a long time. So here is a person preparing for a breakup. And the thing that is so clever about it is 내일 할 일 is such a common expression.
Yeah.
Oh, things to do. Ah, tomorrow's to-do list. Ah, I gotta do that tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be I don't know, there are ways to write a song about 내일 할 일.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to think that it's the breakup.
That's true.
It's yeah.
Very, very unique. Only Yoon Jong-shin can think of it this way. Ah, things to check off my to-do list for tomorrow. Ah, I gotta break up with you. But even though he's talking about it nonchalantly, he can't stop thinking about it. So we know it is not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it seems like he's sort of practicing for tomorrow when he says, 안녕, goodbye. You know, 오랜 나의 사람아.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's trying to, you know, practice it until it kind of sounds
like it's
okay.
It reminds me a little bit of like those 면접
interviews. Yeah.
Interviews. Because
job interview.
Yeah, job interview or school interviews.
Absolutely.
Because like you're so nervous,
mm-hmm.
you're in front of the mirror like making your speech.
Exactly.
And you rehearse alone.
Yes.
And oh, it could also be the confession.
That's true.
But at the same time, here we have a breakup.
And
the breakup
it's
speech.
This, like, I want to, you know, nonchalant face. I want to look really good. And I'm practicing the words so that this will become a good memory. Of course, you know, the plot twist is we know it's not going to go good.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, what kind of conversation he had with this girl to know that they're going to break up tomorrow. Because they set up a meeting, and but he knows that they're going to break up, and it's maybe not him who's going to say we have to break up.
I think he's planning to break up with her, and I don't think she knows.
Oh.
Yes. I don't think
but
she
why?
Knows. He's decided in his mind, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And he's practicing. And at the very end of this song, he says, I'm about to go to sleep now. I think I'll be able to do it well. The last of our countless encounters.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Why we never get it. But for some reason, he's going to end it. So.
Yeah. And I like this part, like when he says, tomorrow will be a packed day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be busy,
So busy.
I'm going to do this and that. And it's,
right?
I have to see you, send you away, and pretend to be indifferent.
Right, he uses a list. Right? Oh, I gotta go here, and then I gotta go there, I gotta pick up milk, you know, and he says, I have to see you, I have to send you away, I have to...
And
brilliant.
This Korean expression, like, I wouldn't expect that in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, 뭐 하랴, 이거 하랴, 저거 하랴, you know?
Exactly. Very, very, like I said, only Yoon Jong-shin can think of something like this.
Yeah.
Always thinking outside the box, fantastic. Let's listen. Here's Yoon Jong-shin with 내일 할 일, or what should I do tomorrow? We just heard 내일 할 일, what should I do tomorrow by Yoon Jong-shin. I'm sure for a lot of our non-Korean listeners to get a little bit of storyline and to listen to the song to fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really got to kind of change the way you think about a song.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 할 일. These are literally tasks, things to do, things we have to do.
Yeah.
And our next song is going to be another sort of variation on that.
Yeah. The next song is 네가 할 일, The Things You Need to Do by G.O.D.
Things You Need to Do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it starts with a narration.
Ah.
All you have to do is smile.
Oh.
That's what you need to do. I must have come too early into your heart. I must have been a little impatient, out of excitement. Say something. You're avoiding my eyes. Are you yet to forget him? I'm not that narrow-minded, but don't make me wait too long. Things you need to do today, spend a hectic day with me. Things you need to do today, think only good thoughts. All you have to do is look at me and smile. That's what you need to do.
Oh, that's a sweet way, and a very clever way to approach a love song.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It must be really hard, so you can leave my name out for now. What can you do? Pretend you didn't hear my confession? The name you call by mistake, the call you make by mistake. You don't have to feel sorry for them. Has she eaten? Is she crying again somewhere? Because I was worried, I waited all night. I'm not that narrow-minded, but don't make me wait too long. Things you need to do today, don't get distracted in front of me. Things you need to do today, look at my eyes when we talk. All you have to do is look at me and smile. That's what you need to do. And things I need to do today.
Now we're going to things I need to do today.
Don't pressure her to forget soon. Things I need to do today. Don't let her in on my feelings anymore. Just wait without a word. That's what I need to do. What I need to do today. Without you, I couldn't even live a single day. Don't think bad thoughts. For me, you're always at your best. You're the magic that fools me. She's like an art to protect deep in my heart. And she's coming to me. When I give you love, all you have to do is receive. That's what you need to do. Just smile. That's all you need to do.
All right. This sort of has a kind of a kinship with Yoon Jung-shin's song. We're using a very mundane word like tasks to do. Things you gotta do, to-do list.
And it's listing.
Yeah. Right, and listing things, but then using it to talk about love. In this kind of context, it's very cute.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really cute. And we also get a kind of a complicated narrative here. I guess she just broke up with somebody else.
Yeah, and she calls him, like, with the other name sometimes.
Oops.
Yeah. But he doesn't seem to care about it.
You know, and he's trying to be patient, but he spends, I think it's funny because he spends like more than half the song pressuring her.
Yeah.
And then he says, don't pressure her. Which is, I thought, really cute.
Yeah. Until the part when the I part comes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but you're kind of giving her everything to do.
Right.
Saying what she should do, she should not do.
Right. Being really aggressive, really, in a certain sense. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta, you know, not wait that long. Don't make me wait long. And that's almost like an ultimatum, right? Mm-hmm. Be careful not to make me wait too long. And then you think, or else what? Right?
Yeah.
But it's all meant to be kind of a cutesy way.
Yeah.
We don't talk to people we like in this way commonly. So it's a really cute way to put it into a song.
And in Korean, like when you make a to-do list, usually it's full of da-da-da-da-da-da-gi.
Yes.
Something,
that's true.
Something.
That's true.
뭐하기,
운동하기.
Yeah, and here we have 보내기, 뭐 생각만 하기, 딴청 안 하기, 눈을 바라보기.
Just like someone would write on their little like diary or kind of memo pad or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cute altogether. Obviously very appropriate for G.O.D. to sing. Mm-hmm. Let's listen here to G.O.D. with 네가 할 일, the things you need to do.
Don't 웃기만 하면 돼. 그게 네가 할 일이야.
That was G.O.D. with their song 네가 할 일, the things you need to do. Had all the hallmark the hallmark G.O.D. musical signature sound that we are all used to, that Stella and I, well, I was talking about in terms of the arrangement. We got that timpani roll, the orchestra hits.
It reminds me of the early G.O.D. hits.
I think so. I think it was meant to kind of give some nostalgia to G.O.D.
fans.
Yeah,
because it was after their reunion, after Kaesang left the group.
Right.
And he came back.
Right.
And they released an album and they did the concert together. And I think
that
it was at
was
that
such
time.
A big deal. Yeah, absolutely. And this was 네가 할 일. It was nice to hear them all together again.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking about 할 일들. That this literally means things to do. Right? Things to do. And in fact, that is simply what the English title of our next song is.
It's 해야 할 일, Things to Do by Shim Kyu-sun, Lucia.
Mm.
And the difference between 할 일 and 해야 할 일, actually, it's...
I think there's more emphasis, right? I have to.
Yeah, it's like to do things to do.
That's it. Very good. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because it's like 두번 하다, like 해야 할.
Yeah. It's more emphasis on things I must do, yeah. Right? Not, oh, to-do list, which, you know, 운동하기, something, something, to exercise.
It's a task.
We don't know if those tasks will actually get done, to be perfectly honest. But here, the emphasis is, no, these are things that must get done. Mm-hmm. 해야 할 일. Alrighty.
Yeah, there's so much that I have to do that I can't do what I want to do. Stop feeling tormented for pushing to the side the things you dreamed of. Honestly, you already know from the bottom of your heart about the lost times. Looking for the one you love, that one person you could put all your life on the line for and be with until the moment you die. Whatever it is that you dream of, whatever you want to be, you can be it if you find what you really want. If you find the reason for your life. Wouldn't that be what we really need to do? Mm. That should be what we really need to do. That's probably true.
Well, so here she's sort of kind of putting out her theories about what is the one thing that everyone's got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a much grander scale, not an interpersonal relationship per se.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop being crestfallen. The hopes that have been cut off, honestly, you've desperately wished for them from the bottom of your heart. Living a day as if in a dance, living in the now, which won't come again, knowing that each and every note comes together to form the melody. Whatever it is that you dream of, whatever you want to be, you can be it. If you find what you really want, if you find the reason for your life, wouldn't that be the way we should walk? That should be the way we should really go. That's probably true. There's so much that I have to do.
Hmm. Very interesting. Now, starts and begins with the same line. Mm-hmm. I always find that kind of nice. There's so much that I have to do that I can't do what I want to do, right? And it starts with something very personal, you know, kind of a very the simple mundane thought.
Yeah.
And then it just goes into a much grander, big picture scale.
Yeah, and I like how she used this 할 일, because at the beginning when she says, there's so much that I have to do that I can't do what I want to do, it's like, it's what we say all the time.
That's true.
Because I got so many things to do, I haven't got time for leisure or to do what I want to do, and... what she's telling us, like, through the song, I think, is that what we think that we have to do are not exactly what we have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Lahav 82 says, these feel very different from my to-do.
Yeah.
It's true. She goes, like you said, everybody says this, oh, I'm so busy, I got so many things to do. And then she thinks, maybe these are not the things that we have to focus on. These are not the things we have to do. And then she pulls out these looking for the one you love, finding that person or, you know, that dream and going for your dream. Isn't that what we should really be doing?
Yeah.
Like, kind of calling us out on all our distractions.
Yeah. So at the beginning, we said that 해야 할 일, it was kind of an emphasis on 할 일.
Yes.
Like something that should be done.
Right.
Something that must be done.
Right.
And actually saying that, but you know what? It's not that important. Mm-hmm. And there are other things that you should focus more on. And in that way, this emphasis just goes away. You're like, you say, oh, I have to do this.
Yeah.
I have to get this thing done. And maybe they're not that important.
Maybe you don't have to.
Yeah.
And then that's what she says. Maybe. Maybe. And I don't know, but I think it's probably true. She kind of gives it a balance, like, I don't know everything, but I'm pretty sure that this is
the way. She answers herself to her question.
Exactly.
Like, wouldn't that be the way we should walk? I think that's the way we should walk.
I think so. And then she says, that's probably true. Like, she can't, you know, you can't quote her on it. You know, you can't bet money on it, you know. but she's pretty sure.
Yeah.
I love that. 아마 그럴 거야. I really love that tone. It's perfect, and she needs it, because if she doesn't have this tone, then she just sounds like she's preaching to us, like, you should do this, you should do that. But she's not preaching, she's theorizing.
Yeah.
And she's also one of those people who doesn't know. In the end, she goes straight back to the very beginning.
Yeah, it's a hypothesis.
And then during this song, it seems like she reached some sort of epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what we really got to do. But then at the end of the song, she's right back at the first line where she started.
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't mean the same thing.
It means maybe she's enlightened and going to move that way. But we're not sure.
Or she just got herself back into the vicious circle.
Right. Of, oh, I'm really, really busy with the things I have to do. We don't know. And she leaves it open-ended. And this is a very, very interesting tone for her to take.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know if I would empathize with this character, right?
Mm-hmm.
JSJerry76 says, it just so happens that I turned on the radio after putting off what's on my to-do list. 하필, hearing you talk about the things I need to do, 해야 할 일, oh, I feel kind of guilty.
Oh, you know what? What I've been doing, like, since my, like, this, like, morning personal routine, I've been trying to, how to say it?
Mm-hmm.
무시하다? Like,
just ignore?
Like, ignore my laziness just 5 times a day.
Okay.
Not more than 5 times.
So you don't indulge in laziness more than 5 times a day.
Yeah, because I'm lazy and I procrastinate all the time. And
we're all lazy. We all procrastinate.
And when I finish eating,
I just want to
do the dishes. And then I'm like, no, you have to ignore your laziness 5 times a day. So do the dishes now.
Okay. So you don't indulge. 5 times a day, you have to overcome your laziness.
Yeah.
5 times is a lot in a day, but I guess your day is longer now.
Yeah,
so.
And my day is longer, and I'm very lazy, so.
Okay. Got it. All right. Sally, you know yourself well. And Taipei Ward loves these lyrics. Very good lyric. It puts things back into perspective on what is more important. Really well-written song, but let's listen to it now. It's Shim Gyu-san or Lucia singing 해야 할 일, Things to Do. We just heard 해야 할 일, Things to Do by Shim Gyu-san, Lucia. Very beautiful tone and a beautiful lyric. We were very pleasantly surprised at her grand scale, but her very judicious tone that she made a really smart choice in this tone that she took.
It's like an elf singing.
She does sound, there is very sort of this kind of otherworldly kind of aspect to a lot of her music, actually. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, it's OFD's Thursday segment, The Words with Stella Jung.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about 할 일, or things to do.
Yeah.
What's our next song?
Our next song is 할 일이 남아서. Mm-hmm. I Have Something to Do by 2BIG.
Okay.
But I would have translated it like in I
Something
Have Things
left
to
Do. Yeah. Yes, that's true. All right, let's take a look.
If there were scissors that could cut faded connections, would I be able to stop my heart, my love that keep growing, even if I cut and cut? I felt alive when I met you and wanted to live, so how could I let you go? How could I break up with you? That's not something that can be done by trying. When you filled my empty day, you were more like me than myself. You were like my life. Saying sorry doesn't end at all. Telling me to live well without you, it makes no sense, does it? My heart still has things to do with you, so I don't think I can let you go with ease. You know fully well how on rainy days I would always bring 2 umbrellas and run to you out of worry at the slightest cough.
Oh.
We didn't want to say goodnight, so we held each other and stayed up. And then the refrain comes.
How can I break up with you?
Yeah. You can't go after saying that I was your good luck. I'll do anything. Don't go. There are so many words I've saved up for you and so many places I wanted to take you that it makes me tear up. Will you just tell me you were trying to scare me? What could I ever do on my own? I know you won't, but say bye to me, as if we'll see each other again tomorrow. Promise me that you'll be back soon.
All right. Another interesting way to use 할 일 in the context of a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
And here, this person is getting broken up with. And yeah. his excuse for reasoning, you know, you can't break up with me because we still have things left to do.
Yeah, one of my friends, I remember it was when I was in university,
mm-hmm.
and she broke up with her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and she was with him like for years.
Oh.
And so they had already planned up the holidays they were going to spend together,
uh-huh.
and the plane tickets and everything.
Oh.
So she had to cancel them like one by one, and they were all in her calendar.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, that must feel bad.
Yeah, that must feel pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's just sort of kind of riffing on that. He's like, no, we still have things that we plan to do. At least we got to do them, so you can't break up with me. But he knows that this is futile, but this is sort of the nice kind of poetic reasoning that we have, the premise of the song.
Yeah.
We get it right here. My heart still has things to do. With you, 너와 할 일이 남아서, right? I don't think I can let you go easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. That would totally make me think of your friend.
Yeah, if somebody says something like this to me,
mm-hmm.
like it would scare me a little bit.
But what about all the plans we laid? But the thing is, it's not the plans we laid. It's 할 일. We were talking about how it's just a very kind of a daily task, innocuous, small thing.
We didn't erase all the listed things to do.
Right,
and
we didn't check this off our list. This is where it is unusual. But yeah, it was also another creative way to approach a breakup song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here is Too Big with 할 일이 남아서, or I Have Something to Do. We just heard Too Big and their song 할 일이 남아서, or I Have Something to Do. Kim Ji-soo says 할 일 is such a detailed word, but there are surprisingly a lot of songs about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Because we all have got things to do.
That's very true. It's all universal.
Yeah.
And JSJerry76, I think he's kind of caught on to Stella's concept for today's topic, says, I am listening despite the 해야 할 일 at work. But when I get home, I still have 할 일이 남아서. I have to do the dishes. Are such things my 겨울 할 일?
Oh.
Winter tasks?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because we do have one more song for the day.
Which is 겨울 할 일, Little Hands by Park Jung-hyun.
Yeah, thank you.
So this song led to today's topic.
Mm.
And so when Liz texted me yesterday,
yeah.
I was like, oh, let's do 할 일. And I listed up this like 겨울 할 일, 내일 할 일, and what else we have to, what else,
yeah.
what other songs do we have?
Wonderful.
And
I'm surprised at all the variety of songs we listened
yeah.
to today.
And if you look at the titles,
yeah.
it's 내일 할 일, 네가 할 일, 해야 할 일, 할 일이 남아서, and now we have 겨울 할 일.
So there was also
one 할 일 left. And that's 겨울 할 일.
And that was the one that was left. Very,
yeah.
very clever. All right. And we're going to take a look at 겨울 할 일, which is literally winter things to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to call it Little Hands
mm-hmm.
for our English title.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Past the long days, my days have become short once again. As I've made it well to winter, this clean coldness and quiet long, long nights, I can enjoy them to the fullest, without regrets. Little hands, many things I've let slip away through them. People who passed by, past days that seem so far away, they may come back to me sometimes and make me cry. But despite it all, the season has come back, so let's celebrate our winter. What we need to do in winter is looking back on the path behind us. Through thick and thin, as I've endured it all well, this radiant scenery and the soft pile of snow, I can enjoy them to the fullest, without regrets. little hands, many things I've let slip away through them. They may come back to me sometimes. Even so, once again, I take another step forward. Winter's heart, quiet mood. Restless heart, something good. Let's celebrate our winter.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And thanks to Liz also for the very beautiful translation. Mm-hmm. And it does seem very clear now why it's called Little Hands.
Yeah. Yes. Little Hands.
Yes. So this is the, of course, the outside the box winter song that Stella and I were talking about when we were both producing our winter tracks. Something that was not about romance per se, but this is a time of nostalgia.
Yeah.
And then so what I loved about this song is that they said, this is just our task for the winter. This is just what we do, you know?
Yeah.
It's the things to do, you know? So if you do feel nostalgic, then relish in it. Even if it's a happy memory or a sad memory, let's relish it. It's precious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why didn't you give the Korean title 작은 손?
It was always 겨울 할 일.
Okay.
And that was what the lyricist chose. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to change it.
Okay.
But I had a hard time because it literally means like winter's task.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that title for an English title. So I went back and forth. I even asked Liz for her opinion. I was asking my husband for his opinion.
Yeah.
And Taipei Warren actually asks also, why isn't this called Winter's Heart? Like the English title, English version. And I specifically wanted a different title because they are two different songs.
Oh.
They are not a translation of the other.
Mm-hmm.
One was not written first. They were almost written at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeon Bo-young, the lyricist, wrote her. She actually wrote like 10 different versions. And then she gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want that one because it pairs perfectly with my English version, which she's never heard, never seen, never read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're independent. And I called them, in part one of our show, I called them twin sisters.
Oh.
Same melody, but different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they sound the same, but they have different personalities.
Yeah, so for you, like, they're not
they're not the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Because 겨울 할 일 is not a translation of Winter's Heart.
Yeah.
And Winter's Heart is not a translation of
they
Little Hands.
They just share the same melody.
They share the same melody, and they also share the same spirit. It's not about romance. It's about celebrating our winter.
Yeah, so this relishing outside this the mood. Box. Outside the box song that you talked about last week.
Yes. How did I do? Outside the box enough?
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to this song and I was like, oh yeah, she told me.
Outside the box. I see what she means. Thank you so much. It's time to end out our show. We're all out of time, so we're going to end it with me, Park Jung-hyun's 겨울 할 일 or Little Hands. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.